Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke. Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York for UFC 223, and what a great deal of information we're going to need to talk about. First and foremost, I want to thank Holiday Inn Express here in Brooklyn for taking care of all of our housing arrangements. And of course, A Slice of Brooklyn for making that all possible. Also, big shout outs go out to our big sponsors, Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone, for paying for our flights and paying for the pizza that I'm about to eat over the next 2 days. So I wake up early this morning. And yes, we're going to get into the whole ordeal and everything that happened yesterday. But I wake up this morning, I get a text. 3.5 hours later, I get a bang on the hotel door right here at the Holiday Inn Express. And it's none other than
the Naked Pizza Man in Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn in the house?
I'm scared.
Without a doubt.
I'm scared that you are in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared that I'm going to be with you for the next almost 48 hours, or a little less.
Until now. I go to jail like Connor.
Well, you're... I can't believe
we're the closest precinct. We can share a cell. I could share a cell with you, Randy Harris, or I could go and share one with Conor McGregor.
All right, let's get everybody caught up. So came up on Wednesday, came to do the show. We had 4 guests on Knockout Radio. Tony Ferguson gets hurt, trips over a wire.
Right.
What?
Just what?
So not only is he taken off of the card to defend his interim title, more importantly, he gets taken off of our radio show on Wednesday. Then Artem Lobov, hope I'm pronouncing his name at least close, gets in a confrontation with Khabib.
At the hotel.
At the hotel.
Where the athletes are staying.
And what I said on the show on Wednesday was I didn't know who slapped who, but it appears that it was Khabib that slapped Artem. Now, to catch everybody up on talking sports, on Knockout Radio, it'd be different. Everybody's up on all this.
Of course.
But this is the, you know, everything show, the all show, talking sports. So to catch everybody up, Artem, who is from Russia, where Khabib is from, now lives in Dublin and trains with and is probably his closest sparring partner to Conor McGregor.
Right.
Okay. This whole Khabib?
That's right.
Kit and Caboodle by Khabib is based around Conor McGregor, because Conor McGregor is going to be stripped, if he hasn't already, of his lightweight title. Originally, what they said, as soon as the very first punch is thrown.
Well, right now he's stripped of his freedom because he's sitting in the courtroom waiting for the judge.
He is. And again, we're going to get to all that. So obviously what happened, obviously, we were not there. We don't know. But Khabib and his guys sort of cornered Artem.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So move ahead 24, 48 hours, whatever it was. I'm at the Barclays Center yesterday. We do the press conference, the scrums, and, you know, we talk to all the athletes, and then they all face off. Now all the face-offs are done.
Okay.
Everybody kind of dwindles out. There's some people at the door. And I did notice it was kind of funny, because as people were mulling around, there was somebody standing at the door trying to get in. And he banged on the door, and I looked at him, and I looked away. because it's not my responsibility to open the door for somebody that needs to go through security. And, you know, so I'm not going to be that guy to let somebody in and then, you know, I'm in trouble, right? It's kind of like, you know, now that I've ridden the subways for a couple of days, you know, somebody bangs on the one gate and they want you to open the gate so they can get on the subway without paying.
Right. Sure.
Which could be a sting. And then you help somebody out and now you're arrested Okay. So I walked away. Next thing I know, Scott Peterson and a couple other of the media people are sitting to my left, and there was a table set up for media, and they're uploading their streams and whatever. All of a sudden, bedlam breaks out, and I would say 15 people maybe.
Okay.
Now, some might have been media at the very end of all of these people that stormed past everybody. It was like, imagine a whole bunch of bumblebees, okay, and all of a sudden, they're swarming on something.
Okay.
And that's what this was. And so I jumped into it. I filmed it.
I saw the film. I saw the stream.
It was kind of cool.
I was excited because I thought, wow, I'm going to get to meet Connor because I'll be here for the event. I knew I was getting ready to get the flight this morning. I had no idea what was going to transpire next.
Okay. You were never going to meet Connor.
I could have.
No. No.
Alphabetically, if we were sitting in assigned seats, he would be next to me in the arena.
McNugget and McGregor?
McDummy
and McNugget.
Yeah. We are alphabetically inclined.
So now they all storm over to this elevator. I'm at the back. I'm still filming. Some security people came over and they yelled, you know, stop, you can't go. So even McGregor's people stopped. And then when they realized, no, they're good, they then jumped on this elevator and disappeared.
Okay.
Then I made the decision that I'm going to walk to Commodore John Barry Park. It was about a mile and a half walk. When I was in the military, I was on the USS Barry,
okay,
named after Commodore John Barry. So I figured this will be cool. Everything's sure. Done. I'll go take a picture. It was like a puppy park.
Okay.
It was all like a five-year-old park.
Okay.
I walked all the way over here just to take a picture of a sign. Then I find out what happened because I get a call from Scott Peterson saying, how close are you to the hotel? I'm pretty close. I'm still walking around. Why? And then we find out that Conor McGregor, Artem, some other people attacked the bus.
Not just attacked, but actually threw a dolly. Like,
somebody picked up a railing.
And a security guard kind of muffled that one. But then Conor was persistent, and he grabbed a hand cart, like a dolly, threw it through the window, shatters the window, glass flies, cutting three athletes were reported that they dropped out because of that. Right? Was Rose initially?
Well, no, Rose isn't.
She wasn't injured. She wasn't injured.
She wasn't injured emotionally.
Emotionally distressed.
But no, she's, as of now, that flight is still on.
Okay.
So all bedlam breaks out. My boy Joe Williams, who's head of security, got involved. He looked like a bad, bad dude on the video.
Oh, okay.
Do you know which one is him?
Probably the biggest one there.
Well, I don't even know if he was the biggest, but he was the one that was
handling business.
Handling the ruckus.
He was putting the smack down.
Big ups for Joe, and I can't wait until I can reach out and say something to him and congratulate him on handling his job as well as he did.
Sure.
So what appeared happened was when Connor threw the push cart into the first window driver's side.
Of the bus. Because the bus was loaded with athletes being transported from the Barclays Center.
There was two buses.
From the Buckley. Was Khabib on that bus?
Yeah, Khabib was on it.
Okay, right. So he was the target.
Well, from day one, Khabib was the target.
Correct.
So I guess Connor and his gang,
posse,
were yelling to Khabib to come off the bus, get off the bus. We want, you know, blah 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 blah. And we'll get to why in a second, because where do you hear what I'm about to say? It's going to floor you and everybody else.
Okay.
But it's called the tease. So I'm trying to lay everything out. So we'll get back to some things, but as we eventually found out, Michael Chiesa, who did our show on Wednesday, got cut.
Yep.
Went to the hospital, did not get stitches. I believe they had to use some glue.
Right, okay.
And originally, we were told that he'll be fine to fight, but it's up to the commission. He's not fighting. And ironic how now the commission that banned MMA for so long is now in charge of trying to rectify.
Right.
This total.
In Brooklyn, I mean, of all places.
Brutalness. Also, Ray Bourque, there was shavings of glass that got in his eye.
I heard that.
His fight's off.
His fight's off.
So that's two fights. Then we find out today.
This morning. As I'm loading the plane.
That would still be today.
I'm getting ready to fly here to this wonderful place.
Max Holloway steps up to fight Khabib, the undefeated 25-0. Well, really 26-0 if you count the bear.
Okay.
He wrestled a bear and he won. Have you seen that video?
I have seen the viral video.
It's unbelievable. So Max Holloway steps up and everybody's giving him massive credit and massive this. And I had some issues with it from the beginning.
And for those that don't know, he took a fight on six days' notice in a different weight class. He's already the champion of his division. He's taking
145 champ.
He's taken up the 155 champ position to fight Khabib for the title, the undisputed title, because they were supposed to strip Conor of his title of the true champ.
And Tony Ferguson is being stripped of the interim title, which, again, I sort of had an issue with, but I understand you have to make this a title fight.
Sure.
But it's unfair that people have been injured for longer than a year and not been stripped. Conor hasn't fought in, what, almost 2 years, hasn't been stripped.
In the UFC.
Right, in the UFC. Tony Ferguson just fought, won the interim, trips over a wire, and now he's being stripped.
Sure.
So,
but I mean, that's what led to all this, because McGregor went on Twitter saying that nobody's stripping anything from him.
They'll take it from his dead corpse.
Right. So...
So this whole ordeal goes down, you know, yesterday. Max Holloway is shut down by the medical staff of the UFC.
For his weight cut. Because it's too drastic.
It's now being
not
too
safe.
Dangerous. And that's the problem with waiting until anyway. Not just the 6 days, but they always tend to wait until, I got 20 more minutes till I have to start.
I didn't think they started that weight cutting restriction. I mean, isn't this a new?
It's fairly new. The most recent is they're only allowed to cut, it's like 20% of their weight, or I don't know the exact number, but, you know, whatever it is. I don't know if there was, you know, a little leadway, you know, because of the 6 days. And,
right.
But it's something like what you come to the town in, you can only cut X amount of percent. So
okay.
And the whole object is to make it safer.
Sure.
So that you're not dropping. Johnny Hendricks did our show on a Wednesday and said he had to drop 26 pounds by Friday.
Right.
And did it.
Right.
So it can't be healthy.
Right.
So that situation now, Holloway's out.
So what do we have left, Randy Harris?
Nothing.
Who am I here to see? What did I come here for? Am I fighting?
You're going to hang out with Tony.
Actually, you know what? If Tony and I stick around long enough, I think Tony and I will be the main event.
Very possibly.
Fight of the night, bonuses, and... title belt.
So then some fighters that are on the card, because now they're Michael Chiesa's off, so his opponent, Anthony Pettis, weighed in at 155.2 for his fight that is canceled because Michael Chiesa can't fight. Then they gave him, I guess, extra time to lose the .2. The only time you need to do that is if it's a title fight. So we're all assuming.
Because you can't be over. It has to be exact.
Exact.
It has to be exact.
So we're assuming that he took the fight. He offered to take the fight. And now it's come out that maybe he wanted too much money for stepping up. Paul Felder said he would do it. The commission stopped that and said, because you're not ranked high enough. And I even tweeted out, this is the MMA problem, the UFC problem, for instituting a fake ranking system that's put on by media that some know and some don't know.
Right. There's no system to quantify who's number one.
Quantify.
Yeah. I brought my thesaurus with me to Brooklyn.
So we are in a total we don't know. I texted Scott Peterson to try to find out what could possibly be going on. The latest I've heard is that Khabib. I'm so shocked that you said quantify that I can't even pronounce Khabib's name right. It appears the Khabib title fight is off.
So
here's my question for you. So what we were told, and we all know that people say things and then they change or whatever, but we were always heard that Conor McGregor would be stripped of his title when the first punch is thrown in the lightweight title fight.
Okay.
There is no lightweight title fight.
Right. So his title's still intact.
Do they not strip him? What? Do they not strip Tony Ferguson? How do you strip Tony Ferguson now if that fight doesn't happen?
I mean, what's Conor going to do? Show up at every UFC event and get an assault charge and stop the fight so he keeps his belt?
It is insane. And Dana has said...
This is a circus.
That this is the worst thing ever. The media blasting Conor McGregor. Fans blasting Conor McGregor. Everyone blasting Conor McGregor.
Except?
When we come back, I'm going to give you my view on Conor McGregor and what happened at the Barclays Center yesterday. live from Brooklyn, New York. Believe it or not, we are here. We're going to go try to get in some ruckus once this is over. Once again, I want to thank the Holiday Inn Express here for putting us up and housing us and taking care of everything that is good for us. A Slice of Brooklyn, who helped take care of that as well as Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. This is Talking Sports. I'm Randy Harris with the Naked Pizza Man. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details. For your overgrown yard to painting your inside wall, or minor and major repairs, Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Rental management, weekly and monthly yard and or in-home maintenance available as well. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Residential, small and big business, no job too big or too small. Call Chris and Rebecca Bouvier today at 727-564-2276. I did, and what a fantastic job. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I want to get right to my feeling.
Okay, get all to right. It. You teased this before the break. You have an opinion. Everybody's, you know, Dana White came out publicly and said that this is very bad for Conor McGregor, that no one's going to be fans of Conor McGregor after this fight, that this is very bad for everybody, and everybody should be disgusted. So Randy Harris, the expert on MMA and all things fighting, how do you feel?
I agree it's disgusting. Now, Conor was in jail. They brought him out of jail to go see the judge.
Correct.
Out at the courthouse, which is right down the street, too.
Three blocks away.
So we're going to try to get over there at the top of the hour and try to get updated. But here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'm not a Conor guy.
You're not.
I don't like Conor McGregor.
You do have his accent.
If you want me to bring it up, I will.
Bring it up.
No.
Bring it up.
Because it's really not good.
When he's going in the back of the paddy wagon, can you like do some commentary with like the Irish accent? Sure.
It's Conor McGregor.
In a paddy wagon.
In the paddy wagon. Want to go get some pizza. Perfect. All right. So here's my thing. I don't like Conor. I don't like anything Conor McGregor has done.
Nothing of his career.
I just don't like his shtick. I don't like, you know, and I even put a post out earlier that I don't even go to his press conferences anymore.
You liked his Jeremy Stephens shirt.
I do. Jeremy, well, I like the shtick as long as I don't have to wait 2 hours for it.
Okay.
You know, I've gone to some of his press conferences when I'm covering the UFC, and if it's supposed to start at 1, he shows up whenever he wants, 2:15.
Just like when he got a speeding ticket and he showed up late and the judge saw it as disrespectful to the court.
Right.
He already has a track record of being disrespectful towards judges and law.
People in general.
And here is another example of Conor thinking he's above not only MMA, the sport, but now perhaps he thinks he's above the law.
Well, we're going to find out. And let's be honest. He spent the night in jail. He's not going to prison.
Not going to go to prison.
It's misdemeanors.
Right.
It was three.
Assault and three misdemeanor, like criminal mischief.
Right. It was three criminal mischiefs and one criminal or minor assault.
Now, do you think he had intent? Do you think he knew he was going to hurt somebody?
No.
Do you think he just did?
I don't think he cares.
He just acted out to act out.
Yeah, and he's going to be sued.
Right.
You know, we know that.
Of course.
And we're going to talk about what's going to happen with Michael Chiesa. We're going to talk about Ray Borg in a second. I just want to get this where I'm going.
Sure.
I dislike Conor McGregor.
Yes.
I dislike everything that he's done. I dislike, you know, how he acts. You have to respect how he's built this career from nothing, from being on the streets, having $0 in his pocket.
Correct.
To guaranteeing he was going to become a champion. Getting this legacy that he has. Now, his legacy is still there. It's now tarnished. It's going to change the legacy that he has, but he has a legacy. Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I respect Conor McGregor. If what I've been told is true, I respect Conor McGregor more today than I ever have. And my feeling for Conor McGregor will never change. I want to say big ups to him.
Okay.
Major ups to him.
So you must know something I don't know.
Conor McGregor's in Ireland. Everything Conor McGregor has said, and there's even a picture and some memes, and you know that Conor McGregor goes with loyalty. Loyalty means everything to Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Loyalty means everything to me.
It does.
You know that.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you're loyal, you can do stupid things and get away with it.
I have.
I know you have, and you're still here. if you're not loyal, and I'm not saying do things wrong and illegal, but if you're loyal, if I can count on you, then you can count on me.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. So Conor McGregor's in Ireland. This thing goes down with Artem, where Khabib corners, and Khabib, he gets a bunch of his guys, gets on a plane, flies over here, doesn't care about what the outcome is, and comes and sticks up for his guy. How do you not respect that?
Yes.
How do you not respect
it? It's hard not to respect.
Don't respect what
If you believe that was the motive.
That's absolutely the motive.
You don't know that.
Why else would it be?
Because his title belt is going to be stripped.
Why do you, if you're going to be stripped and you're against it and you don't like it, and why do you go after the guy who's going to win the title? You go after the guy who's stripping you of the belt. And it's probably easier to get to Dana than it is Khabib. Dana has one or two guys around him. Khabib has a whole team.
Yeah, but Dana's got all the power.
Well, he doesn't have the power to fight back. His two bodyguards that he's there, Joe Williams. Right. But I'm just saying, you might have a better chance of getting Dana at the restaurant last night than going after Khabib on a bus. When he comes and he's yelling to Khabib to get off the bus, let's handle this.
Yeah.
That's why he's there. Now, Khabib has responded. I don't know if you know that.
No.
He said, you pick a street corner, I'll be there.
Okay.
We'll settle this in the streets.
Okay.
But then why didn't you get off the bus?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't get off the bus. Like Dana said, handle it. This is a business.
It's a business. This is a professional sport.
Handle it in the cage.
Right.
But I dislike everything that Conor McGregor did. I respect why he did it.
But do you think Conor chose like his weakest moment when Khabib was dehydrated and malnutritioned and just after weigh-in, so he knew he was weak. So if he did have to engage him in that street brawl in the bus, that at least he would have an advantage.
I don't think he thought that much.
Come on. Conor's scared of him. He's scared of him.
He couldn't have gotten here any quicker. If this happened on Wednesday, right?
Because I got here pretty quick.
But you had your plane ticket. You had everything set. Look
he
how
had, he has $100 million. He can get on a jet. He can get jet hours.
No, I understand that. But you still got to get all your guys together. You just changed your plans in 4 days, bought a ticket, and you came alone. He had to get his whole posse together.
Yeah, you give me $100 million, I'll have a crew together in 10, 20 minutes.
I honestly don't think it was he wanted them depleted or any of that. I don't.
I don't know, man. At first, when I saw it come across the ticker, you know, the Randy Harris, Randy Regime Update Center, I just kind of thought it was another, like, you know, shock value, adding drama, intimidation for Khabib that Connor's in the building, in attendance. But, man, it turned into a circus sideshow.
I did just get an update from our man at the official weigh-ins.
Okay.
And he's been there now 4.5 hours streaming the live stream on MMAweekly.com. Yep. And they're all waiting for the official announcement on what's going to happen with Khabib, what's going to happen with the title.
So all this for nothing.
As of now. But, again, the guy that seemed to get shafted the most, Tony Ferguson, right?
Yeah, because he's going to lose the belt.
I think he comes out the best.
Tony does?
He now comes out as the official champion.
Well, yeah, because he's got the interim belt.
He has the interim.
Right.
Even if you stripped it, you got to give it back. If there's no fight tonight.
So are there other fighters around the city of New York that could just jump in? I mean, guys that are around here?
But the problem is the commission's not going to allow it.
Man.
They've turned down Paul Felder, who was weighed in, right, who was ready to fight. If they're only going to do whatever, it can only be the top four to the top five guys.
So you couldn't bring in somebody who's already going to be here in attendance, like that someone wants to step up? Like,
who?
Stipe?
You want Stipe to fight for the 155-pound title?
Why not?
Now, you can have Stipe fight Connor and his whole gang. You know, that might be. How about you
a tag team.
You could have a tag team.
One guy makes weight, one guy goes over.
Yeah. So it's just a total unbelievableness. I made that word up. I can't wait to get down to the...
Who's fight of the night?
Could go back to Rose.
If she fights.
Well, no. She's going to fight.
She still has emotional distress.
Right, I understand. But now
her lawyer's in her ear. Hey, you know what? Let's milk this thing. Let's see what kind of payouts we're going to get from these lawsuits. You're too distraught to fight.
Well, how about in that situation, does it make it a no-lose for Rose? Meaning?
If she loses, that was the reason why.
Exactly.
Mentally, she wasn't focused.
Right. And that builds into her lawsuit. Right. And if she wins, now she'd just beat Joanna again.
All right. But does she need to beat Joanna again? Does that really change her legacy much?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a bigger storyline if she loses.
No, it's a bigger storyline if she wins, because most of the fans, most of the media, most of anybody believes, because I talked to Pat Barry about it yesterday, that it was a fluke, that, you know, this whole thing that happened, and that Joanna didn't train, and Joanna took her lightly, and Joanna. So if she comes back and does it again and repeats it, and like we spoke, you know, about with Pat yesterday, there is no way, it is impossible, if Rose wins, to beat her in a more devastating fashion than how she beat her the first time.
That's true.
If it goes five rounds, she wins, it's not as devastating. I mean, this was a total beatdown.
Right.
And the only way it gets better is if she does a Roman Reigns Superman punch.
Was her last fight here in New York?
Yeah.
It was at Madison Square. Right.
Yeah. When GSP beat Bisping.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of pressure, a lot of whatever, you know, she can't top it. But because so many people believed that it was a fluke, then, yeah, this is important for legacy. You know, go back to Matt Serra. When Matt Serra beat GSP, and then GSP trained, did whatever he did, took it for real.
But right.
Look what happened in Canada when he went back after the title against Matt Serra.
Sure.
So we'll have to see how it plays out.
I mean, you've been covering this sport for 30 years. You know, have you ever seen anything like this happen?
No.
Not on this magnitude.
No. But we'll continue the talk. We do need to talk about Augusta.
Okay.
We do need to talk about the Rays were just up here. How about a bad performance of me getting ready to come up? I came up on Wednesday.
You did. Right?
If I would have come Tuesday, I could have covered the Magic playing the Knicks at Madison Square.
Yep.
The Rays losing to the Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
And everyone else.
Well, everyone, yeah.
Well, they're going to lose to everyone else the rest of the season, I think. Yeah. But they did win their opener. So after the first game, they were undefeated. So congratulations to your Tampa Bay Rays.
I told you they should have ended the season then.
My Ybor Rays.
They're not the Ybor guys.
They're moving.
They're moving. No, no, they're moving. They're not moving around. Ybor. All right. One half down, one half to go once again. And I will continue saying, without a slice of Brooklyn, without the Holiday Inn Express here in Brooklyn, great location too. Less than a mile to the Barclays, less than three blocks to the precinct that we're headed to next, the courthouse. Everything is right here. You need to stay at a place like this, like the Holiday Inn Express. It is outstanding. And of course, without Eight Man Strong in the staff zone, we definitely wouldn't be here. More shenanigans when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on,
to.
Man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
He's got some work to do. And the first pitch to Hanley Ramirez is ripped to right, and that's going to do it. Way over the head of Carlos Gomez. It one hops the wall. It's an RBI single for Hanley Ramirez, and the Red Sox walk off in their home opener as they beat the Rays 3-2 in 12 innings.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I love hearing that. Why do you wait until you're such an amateur?
My headphones are not turned on until about 4 minutes into your monologue.
From now on, your headphones will be turned on 1 hour and 3 minutes after the start of the show.
Sweet.
So, yeah, this is just a total cluster.
But at least we're in the city of
pizza.
Food. Pizza. The motherland.
Where are you taking? What is our plan?
On a tour. I mean, look, Tony's got the official tour. He's got a bus. Hopefully Connor won't throw anything through it. But, you know, he's got the official slice of pizza tour. You know, he's got his chosen places, you know, because those places have to accommodate mass groups of people at certain time slots. So sometimes he can't get that many people into some of these other locations that I know about. So I'm just going to do a little sightseeing, a little side tour.
Right, do you know your way around?
Yeah,
meaning
course.
When we walk out of the Holiday Inn Express here on Union Street.
I don't know if you know this, but I was in a gang called the Warriors. And we used to travel.
You were that sweet-looking African-American yes. with the Jerry Curl and all that?
That was me.
Okay.
And so I had to, you know, so I'm familiar with this subway system.
Okay, this is what I'd like you to do. And loyalty comes in here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm big on loyalty.
All right.
So what I would like to see from you is when we go to Coney Island.
Yes.
I want you to grab 3 beer bottles. And I want you to clack them all together like they did in Warriors. And then you have to do that.
Cyrus,
that
come out and play.
No. It's Warriors. Come out and play. They are the guy who did it is the guy who killed Cyrus.
All right, I'll do it. I will get 3 Coke bottles.
Right, that's what.
But I'm gonna do the Sean Puffy Combs. Remix.
I don't know who that is. Who's Sean Puffy Combs?
It's just the guy who lives in New York.
Okay, all right.
One of our friends.
Is he from Brooklyn?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I don't think he is.
I don't know. All right, so we are up here to cover UFC 223. Originally was going to be Khabib Ferguson, then Khabib Holloway, then Khabib Pettis.
Now it's going to be Khabib me.
Well, no.
Big Pizza Man.
Now they're trying to push Paul Felder through.
But that's not even.
But they turned it down. But the commission
he's not
turned
ranked
it down.
High enough.
But.
Have you?
Happens if you make a donation to the athletic commission?
If I do?
No. I'm saying if just a donation comes, and then all of a sudden the fight's approved.
I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't let Holloway slide with the weight cut. Just let him do
Dangerous.
It. Dangerous. Says who?
Says the doctor who stopped
Forget
it.
Forget that guy. Find a different doctor. Find Dr. Oz. He's a quack. This guy's.
Okay.
This guy, Dr. Oz sign off on that thing.
Be very careful what you say, because loyalty goes a far way.
Why are you a Dr. Oz fan?
No. I'm a friend of the doctor who shut it down.
No, I'm not talking about that.
And you're going to be meeting him in a couple hours.
All right.
So loyalty is good.
Perfect.
When it's with you.
If it's not Dr. Oz, because I can't stand it.
Because I'm more loyal to the other doctor. Just so
yeah, perfect.
I'm just telling you where you are in the rankings.
All right.
You know, there's the USA rankings. There's the MMA rankings.
Okay.
And then there's the talking sports rankings.
Okay.
And you are below Dr. D. Just saying.
What if there's a cancellation and I move up?
If he has to go do some kind of surgery or something, you could possibly move up.
Okay.
But when I'm on a hike, when I'm doing some things, and I know you're athletic, I need my doctor there more than I need a guy who's going to carry a pizza box.
I don't know. Your pizza guy knows a lot. There's not many pizza guys that know what I know.
So what was originally, I think, a 3:30, 4 o'clock call time, and I believe the first fight was like at 6:15.
Okay.
Now first fight, as of yesterday, was 7:30. Now it could be.
So now you have more time to eat pizza.
No, exactly.
We got more time to do the tours.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy. Has there ever been a UFC fight canceled? Like they canceled the entire event?
Uh-huh. Well, it's happened.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was the John Jones fight. And that one eventually got canceled. I don't know if they're going to cancel it, if they would cancel this the day before. Somebody asked me earlier today, and I'm trying not to, you know, spend the whole hour talking MMA, but we're going to probably end up doing that this is a pay-per-view. Well, what originally was a really good card.
Yeah.
With some really great fights. That Chiesa fight versus Pettis.
Yeah.
I said to Michael Chiesa.
That was fight of the night.
It could have been fight of the night.
You got Joe Lozon fighting. I mean, he's a great fighter.
And I don't know if you know this, even though you were sort of listening to the show on Wednesday. Michael Chiesa's uncle is the psychiatrist.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So there's some local ties there.
Yeah.
But does the UFC change this? Can they change this on such short notice from a pay-per-view to a free
It depends show? On the commission. They're not going to let these guys fight.
Commission has nothing to do with whether
you can
it's
get,
a pay-per-view.
You can get fighters here to fill this card and make it a great show. You can still save it.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Let the restrictions loose a little bit. Give a 5-pound grace period.
You can't.
Do something.
Now, you can do a 5-pound grace period, but then you just don't make it a 155-pound fight.
Sure.
You know, you could say whether the commission is going to allow people to come in on a day.
Well, there's a question for the regime guys. Randy, you know, obviously Shane, Eric.
I'm Randy, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You are?
Just so you know.
Well, I've never met you in person.
Okay.
So,
well, you're not the only one.
but you should do the radio show. But the question I have is, would you rather them bring in these great fights and bring in other guys to fight for no title? Or would you like have to do it just for a title fight? Like, does it make the card save it if they can get a couple fighters to join in last minute and have some great fights and entertaining for the fans and not have any restriction on weight class or safety of cutting weight and all that?
You ready for my answer?
Yeah.
I didn't know when you were going to take a breath. Okay. I don't want guys to come in on a day's notice. I don't want to see another Anderson Silva Cormier fight.
But we've talked about this with other fighters. They live in the moment. They're always ready.
Sure.
The Spartan, sure. Alex Nicholson, he's always ready. You call him right now, he's sleeping on the couch with his kid, ready to walk in the octagon.
With no shirt on.
He doesn't, right. And his mouthpiece in, probably.
You know, I know Elias Theodoro said he would come in. The best response so far is Elvis Sinisak down in Australia, a good friend of the program, former UFC fighter, said that he can make it. He'll turn the sauna on today. He only needs to drop 55 pounds.
Perfect.
In a day.
That's what Warren Sapp's number is.
You don't know his number's 99, but you were close.
Derek Brooks.
Derek Brooks.
For all you Buccaneer fans.
I don't want somebody to pop in on a day's notice, and then I watch that Anderson Silva fight.
But Felice Herring said on Wednesday's interview that the sport has changed to a professional sport now. These guys eat, sleep, and train year-round for this. They're not UPS delivery drivers and fight on Saturday night because they're trying to be a star.
BS.
What do you mean?
BS. Because I can't say what the whole word. BS. So Max Holloway is training. Max Holloway is getting ready. You know, he's sort of on vacation, but he's in physical shape. Yet he has to drop how many pounds? So you're not in fight physical shape. You're not. So in order to have somebody
change your weight classes, though.
I understand that. But he fights at 145, and he couldn't make 155 in a week.
Well, that's because he's
at 200.
Yeah, but that's because he's not disciplined. That's his deal.
Oh, you're going to say Max Holloway's not disciplined?
I could stay 5 pounds from stage weight in bodybuilding all day.
Forever.
If I choose, absolutely. Well,
if you choose.
But he chose not to. He chose to stay.
They all choose not to.
Because he didn't think that 6 days ago he was getting an opportunity to fight for this title against Khabib. He didn't know he was going to get.
And that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, Felice can say, and I love her to death, and that's her video that made TMZ.
Oh, that is.
She's the one, and I hope she's cashing in on that.
Oh, yeah?
Because it says her name up in the top, and she was the one that was filming it. Yeah, you're in fight shape. No, you're not. If you fight at 145 and you get up to 190,
right,
180, then you're not in fight shape if the phone rings and says, I need you.
But a lot of guys do live in shape. A lot of guys do care. Alex Nicholson, I bet, could step on stage right now.
Well, yeah, since he's a heavyweight.
Ben Saunders could. What about anybody from the Orlando fight? You think those guys are so out of shape they couldn't make the weight?
On 6 days' notice?
Yeah.
Or on 1 day notice?
I mean,
I'm going to say, you cannot call anybody that fought on that Orlando card, what was it, 6 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was. And I don't think any of those guys could make weight.
You don't think Max Griffin can make weight right now?
No.
He's still training. I see him training every day. Every day he's training. Every day.
I don't think he does. I don't think they stay that close to fight weight that they can get a call today and healthy be able to drop it for a fight tomorrow.
Because you can drop 1 gallon of water and lose 8.75 pounds.
That's a lot of water drinking.
Well, you just don't drink it. You lose 8.75 pounds.
Well, I don't drink water. I don't drop weight.
Well, you lose more weight if you drink more water.
All right, let's go hit our final break because I'm really tired of the conversation and at this point you.
Oh, my gosh. I just got here.
I know that, and I'm already tired
of
you.
Oh, boy.
All right, if you want to get a hold of me, hit me up on Twitter for the next 14 minutes and tell me what I should go do in Brooklyn. We're looking into some things. When we come back, we'll talk Augusta. So get up on Augusta. I want to know what's going on with Tigger.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
We're going to find a little bit out. Once again, this would not be possible without Ape Man Strong in the Staff Zone. Coming to you live from the Holiday Inn Express. And big ups to A Slice of Brooklyn. We'll be right back. For the longest while we're jamming in the party. And you're waiting on me, pushing everything. Right back on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're going to get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home. You're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you. Go caress my body. You got me going crazy. You
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details. For your overgrown yard to painting your inside wall, or minor and major repairs, Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Rental management, weekly and monthly yard and or in-home maintenance available as well. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Residential, small and big business, no job too big or too small. Call Chris and Rebecca Bouvier today at 727-564-2276. I did, and what a fantastic job. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Everybody get up.
Everybody, baby. All right, before I turn the mic over to you for 30 seconds to give me a Tigger update and what's going on at the Masters, Karen Bryant just posted from MMA Heat, could somebody please put Joanna and Rose Namajunas in bubble wrap and protect them for tomorrow night?
That's the only fight we're seeing now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's the biggie now. It was the biggie before. It was the co-main event. But yeah, you can't afford to lose that. It was more of a joke than anything.
Sure.
Give me a Tiger update.
Yeah, Tiger's playing in the Masters. Tie for 35th. He's like in a 5 or 6-way tie for 35th place. Just coming off of he tied for 5th place at the Arnold Classic and then 2nd place at the Valspar. So
he doesn't make the finals at 35th, does he?
I don't know what the cutoff is in the Masters. I don't know.
Well, maybe 35, because they're, you know, I don't know.
He's still got time.
What a shame. Everybody thought he was odds on to win, and everybody jumped on the Tiger bandwagon. And
But win or lose, he still makes golf interesting. I mean, I haven't cared about golf since he left. And, I was really excited to share the time with him at the Valspar.
They said the ratings at Valspar and then at the Arnold in Orlando was like 1,000% up.
Yeah.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
All right. So are we going to go to a Rays game?
Nope. I did see your post about how you were like the greatest friend ever, and to make good on that, you took your buddy to Steinbrenner Field, but there was no game that night.
Well, no. See, you're trying to be funny.
No, I'm not.
And it's not Steinbrenner Field. I said that
it says a lot about my friendship, loyalty,
right,
going back to Conor McGregor, going back to that. Scott Peterson, his bucket list, on his bucket list, is going to Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Now, granted, he can't go to the real Yankee Stadium, so all that's left is the new one. And I said, I would rather poke my eyes out than go to a baseball game, but I'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a $10 ticket.
All right.
I'll sit at the top.
Okay.
I'll be bored out of my skull.
Okay.
But I'll do that for you. And so we were going to go to Yankee Stadium. Steinbrenner Field is in Tampa.
Same team.
We're in New York.
Same team.
It's the same team.
Same organization.
But it's not Steinbrenner Field.
Same experience.
It's the house that Babe Ruth almost built.
Well, St. Pete has a couple of those places.
All right. And since you're good at butchering names, do you want to attempt to butcher the Japanese player that plays for the California Angels of Anaheim?
I don't even know.
How about
is.
What he just did?
What did
now,
he do?
Now, he's the big marquee, you know, catch.
Okay.
He is a legend already in Japan. He's the next Japanese baseball superstar after Ichiro. And,
okay.
And you know, it's not a long list, but it's a nice
all
list.
All right.
So this guy is a home run hitter.
Okay.
He's the best pitcher in Japan. He leads the league in everything.
Okay.
His stipulation to come over to MLB, because he was coming over to the majors, is he wanted to do both.
Do what both?
He wants to bat, and he wants to pitch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that, American League.
That doesn't happen.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't happen in the National League either.
Right.
You know, the DH, you know, hits for the pitcher, even though they don't have to.
Right.
The DH can hit for anybody. But normally, your second baseman, if he's your worst hitter, your right fielder, if he's your worst hitter, can still hit better than your pitcher.
Right, of course.
Okay, so I wanted to try to be funny. What's the Japanese hot dog eater?
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Who also got arrested in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he did.
For interrupting the hot dog eating contest and ruined my press conference on July 5th of 2009. Thanks, Kobayashi.
Well, maybe that'll happen today when we go to Coney Island. So he just did something that hasn't happened since Babe Ruth.
And that is?
His first home pitching start.
Okay.
Strikes out the first batter.
Okay.
His first at-bat at home.
Run?
A home run.
Wow.
Like, that's pretty good.
But the real question is, did Trump put a trade tariff on him?
Well, no, he must have got in under the...
so if he gets traded next year, there's going to be like some kind of tariff.
Possibly. Unless Trump owns the team and, you know, he wants them. And I think that's the most exciting thing to happen in baseball. You know, really. Yeah, with Stanton, you know, we were watching some of the highlights, Stanton and Judge. And have you seen the Judge ESPN commercial?
I haven't seen it, but I was in Times Square just a moment ago and I saw all the billboards and the banners. Like, he's a star here.
He is.
He's the king.
ESPN probably makes the best TV commercials.
What if he's the judge for Conor McGregor this morning? How crazy would that be if Aaron Judge is like the one to decide his fate?
I used to think what you said yesterday was the stupidest thing ever. You just taught that.
He is the judge, jury, and executioner of New York.
The ESPN commercial is they're in a conference room, and somebody walks in and says, "All rise," and Judge walks in and sits down.
Wasn't the People's Court filmed here? Like a bowl and like... You know, do you remember that TV show?
I remember.
Wasn't it based in like Brooklyn?
I remember the
maybe Chicago.
The People's Court.
Could have been Chicago.
I don't know. So. And that's the guy who does TMZ. Used to be the reporter outside.
Oh, Harvey Levin,
whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. That's.
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah. and it sounds like a lawyer, but it sounds like he's a liar, but he's
right,
a lawyer.
Right.
So. All right, so
yeah, we're gonna do the pizza tour. We're gonna have some fun, you know. It's good. So so my true confession, I've never been to Yankee Stadium as well. So I would be interested in going if a Rays are in town. Or
well, they're not. They're playing the Orioles.
Well, who's playing the Yankees?
I just told you, the Orioles
tonight. Let's go.
Oh my God, you're killing me. I would rather poke my eyes out than go to a Yankee game, or a Met game, or a Rays game, or a Cardinal game.
You go to a Phillies game because there's cheesesteaks.
Well, that is true.
So,
now, Scott was going to feed me.
I'll feed you. You're going to have so much pizza in your face today. I'll tell you what. After this weekend, you're not going to be able to make any weight class ever.
I'm not eating that much. I'm not going to go off the diet. I'm not doing it.
I'm just going to make sure you don't ever get a chance to fight for a title last minute.
Well, I think you can go to the judge on that one, because that's not going to happen. Anything else sports-wise before you bore me even more than you
do? I'm not boring anybody.
You know, you're boring me.
No, Mike Tyson's from here, right?
I think he is.
So let's go find his old boxing gym. That'd be a cool little excursion today.
Gus? Wasn't that his boxing guy, Gus?
Was it?
Gus? Yeah, Gus. Don't cuss on Gus.
Okay.
Because then we would get in trouble.
Well, yeah, let's just go find some historic Brooklyn sports-related theme.
I don't know anything about Brooklyn. I've been trying to find out about Brooklyn. Nobody seems to want to step up about Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's changed so much. You know, it's now like a trendy place and like all this construction.
Where?
It's you down by the Barclays Center.
Yeah, I mean, that was okay. There were some shops. There were some, you know, a semi-shopping
all that's
center.
New. All that's in the last 10 years. I mean, none of that stuff existed, you know. So, yeah, the city's changed. It's now trendy. It's cool.
You want to go find Gabe Kaplan.
Okay.
You know who that is?
No.
I hate you.
Why?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny Barbarino. The Sweat Hogs.
I wonder if the mob's still around here. Like, we can go get in some trouble at the Sopranos.
Why, was that filmed here?
Probably.
I don't know. Not, you know, we could go. Let's go look for Donnie Wahlberg. See if they're shooting any NYPD Blue.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we can get into a movie as extras.
And then, no, what I want you to do is I want you to pull a Conor McGregor at any kind of film shoot.
And just do what? Just throw things
just
through windows?
Yeah, just go crazy.
I'm good at doing that.
Oh, and there is a complaint by you, by the way.
Already?
You put a post up.
Without tagging the hashtag Randy Regine.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Usually what I do is like if I start with the hashtag, it'll bring up all of them in a row. Like, and I just tap. And I don't know. I guess it just didn't tap. But I was on a plane and it was like 5 a.m.
All right. Well, I think we are almost out of time if we're not already out of time. So once again, I do want to thank the Holiday Inn Express for housing us. I want to thank A Slice of Brooklyn for getting this all set up. I think some of us are going to do the tour tomorrow. Michael Chiesa was set to do it on Sunday. We don't know if that's still going to happen.
Okay.
And of course, as always, big ups to Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.